Governor Cuomo has been pretty consistent. His remarks both this morning at the delegation breakfast, earlier in the week in national interviews, and in several speeches that he's given here at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. He talks about how while some politicians talk, while they emphasize their positions on issues like raising the minimum wage, protecting workers' rights, protecting gay rights, that he points to achievement, that he is a doer, not a talker. This is something that he has branded himself as. It's a key part of his political narrative to be able to reach across the political aisle and get things done. We're seeing a slightly revised version of that shtick in Philadelphia. He's not really talking about compromise. He's talking about having actions in the bank and being a model as a result for other states around the nation. So when the governor speaks to the full convention on Thursday evening, I expect we're going to hear about that.
32 years ago, his father made a speech that will be forever remembered in Democratic National Convention history. Now, no one expects the son to give a speech quite that memorable, but is the pressure on for the governor to perhaps reach close to what his father said 32 years ago?
I think the pressure is on, and Governor Cuomo this morning said that he would be honoring his father in his full-on remarks. His mother, Matilda Raffa Cuomo, is here in Philadelphia, as are some of his siblings, his sister Maria, his brother Chris, who's a CNN anchor. And I think that there will be perhaps some themes of that 1984 convention address, famously the Tale of Two Cities. Governor Andrew Cuomo is going to talk about the contrast between the Democratic ticket led by Hillary Clinton and the Republican ticket led by Donald Trump. But I also suspect he will be borrowing some of the rhetoric from his father's speech. He was actually asked on Wednesday about whether he saw similarities both in the miasma in the political arena now, between 1984 and now. He said that many of the themes are the same. He said that Mario Cuomo's speech was fundamentally about income inequality, which, as we know, has been a major issue in the current political debate, but that things are different now because the Republicans are not, as Governor Cuomo says, taking a philosophical approach to this. They are just fueled by anger and hate and frustration. And so it's a slightly different cast than it was 32 years ago.
New York is not considered a swing state. It's pretty safe in Hillary Clinton's hands. But do you think the governor will do much campaigning within New York or even perhaps outside the state on behalf of Hillary Clinton?
I don't think he'll have much to do in New York. I think that to the extent Hillary Clinton has rallies or asks Andrew Cuomo to make a few appearances in New York, he'll happily oblige. There was talk earlier this year about sending Governor Cuomo to Florida to act as a surrogate for Hillary Clinton. That never came to pass. But political observers and experts say that Governor Cuomo's best asset for Hillary Clinton is his ability to appeal to white Catholic men, particularly in the Midwest. But that's also one of the major selling points for Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, who Hillary Clinton, of course, tapped as her vice presidential nominee, her vice presidential running mate. And so I don't know if we're going to see a lot of surrogate duty from Cuomo. It's not something he has done in the past, either as attorney general or as governor, but he is close to the Clintons, and I believe if he's asked, he will oblige.